Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Twiggy, first, thank you so much for speaking to me on the 680 News line. As we speak right now, you got to describe, where are you right now and how's the weather?
I am sitting in my office in my home in London, and it's very cold. We've had snow this weekend, and, you know, in London, if it snows an inch, everything stops.
Well, you know what? You'd hate us because the weather is actually about, I think it's 6 degrees, and we're doing really well down here. So,
wow. No snow.
No, we haven't had that much snow. We've been very lucky, but then again.
I think the whole of that side of the pond has been pretty free of heavy snow this year, hasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been hearing over on your side, especially other parts of Europe, it's been, you know.
We never get it that bad, but parts of Europe. I mean, I think it's even the canals are frozen in Venice.
Yeah, I've heard about that. But here's the thing, I'm hoping that your new album, Romantically Yours, is going to warm the hearts and hopefully warm up the weather for everybody else. Congratulations on a new album.
Thank you. Well, I thought it's perfect. It's coming out perfectly for Valentine's Day over there.
Absolutely.
Because it's a very romantic album. All the ladies will love it.
Oh yeah, and don't worry, some of the guys will too. Because I mean, you're a fashion icon. I mean, you know, so many people have loved what you've done. You know, fashion wise, and also on stage. A lot of people don't realize that you've always had a singing career, not just a fashion career.
I know. I think it's very hard when you do lots of different things because people tend to remember one thing. But yeah, I've been singing almost as long as I've been modeling. I did my first film in 1970 with Ken Russell. It was a musical film called The Boyfriend. And then I did my first album in the 70s. So I've been singing and dancing ever since, really.
So this album here, of course, as you mentioned earlier, you know, perfect time for Valentine's Day, and we're always looking for those special albums. How did you go about picking some of these great classics?
Well, you know, I wanted to do... We knew we wanted to do an album of romantic songs, and the kind of music I've done in the past is often, you know, it's from like the 30s and the 40s, because I love that period. I did a big show on Broadway in the 80s that was all George Gershwin. And so originally the album was going to be all those old songs, and we've still got about half a dozen of that period of Someone to Watch Over Me, My Funny Valentine, Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered, those sort of songs. But then I started thinking of all the other romantic songs that I love that were written later. Things like At 17 by Janis Ian, Right Here Waiting for You by the wonderful Richard Marx, and he very sweetly does that as a duet with me. He's a friend of mine, and I rang him up and said, can we sing together, please? And he said, absolutely. So that was nice. And then I do a Neil Young song with my daughter, Only Love Can Break Your Heart.
That is so cool. I love that. And here's the other thing, of course, I love. As a Canadian, red and white, waving the big maple leaf, you've got two songs from two great Canadian artists.
I have?
Yes, you do. Neil Young?
Oh, Neil Young, of course. How bad of me. And well, he is one of the greats.
And, of course, Bryan Adams.
And Brian, my mate Brian. Yeah, he lives around the corner, actually. And I rang him and said, I'm going to do Heaven, because it's such a beautiful song. And then I very cheekily said, will you play on it, please? Will you play on it, please? And he said, all right.
Now, what is it like, though, to have that challenge? And, of course, when I say challenge, it's because when you have these classic songs, it has been resung by certain people, but people always usually remember the original person singing it.
Oh, yeah. How should. I mean, you know, the all-time greats, the Ella Fitzgeralds, the Frank Sinatras. And in my book, you know, my favorite person ever was Fred Astaire. And we all know what a brilliant dancer he was. But I also think he was one of the great, you know, singers. I love the way he sings those songs. And it was kind of my nod to Fred, really, because I loved and adored him so much.
Why do you think it was important for you in this time of your career to put out an album like this?
Well, because, you know, I mean, quite honestly, the record company EMI came to me last year and said, would you like to do a new album? Because I hadn't done one for about 12 years. I put out a compilation album about 6 years ago. So it was just nice to be asked. I love to sing. I love performing. You know, it's part of my career. It's part of my life. And And we just thought it would be a nice thing to do. And this year is a big year in England with the Jubilee and the Olympics. So I think it was just a nice kind of English thing to do, really. Although, as you say, half of the songs are American anyway, so...
Is there any chance that we, your fans, are going to have you here in Canada to tour this album? Any chance we're going to see you?
Well, I don't know about this album, but I keep being asked to do it. My problem is time. I'm so busy with all the other things I do. But I am working with some musicians, and, hopefully down the line, I wouldn't mind, doing a mini tour. Whether I could take the time off to do a big one, I don't know. But I'd love to come to Canada. I love Canada.
Well, we love
it's
you.
It's a great country.
We absolutely love and adore you, too. Look, before we wrap this up, I got to ask you a couple of very quick questions about, personally with yourself. And, did you ever think your career would ever be as iconic as it has turned out? You mentioned the name Twiggy. You think of, like I said, fashion. You think of, stars. You just think of that elite when you think of the name Twiggy.
Well, that's very kind. I mean, I think, what happened to me in the 60s was extraordinary. I mean, it was something that couldn't have been choreographed. It happened to me. And it was an amazing time. But then I was very fortunate to meet certain people in my life, like Ken Russell, who changed my career, gave me the chance to perform, gave me a chance to do a big movie. And it's been wonderful for me because I've done so many different things. I mean, when I was 16 years old at school, I didn't dream that all that was going to happen to me. So it's been, it's been wonderful. And I love the challenge of doing new things. Absolutely love it.
But did you ever, though, when you look at the world of fashion, do you think you would have done that today, what you knew back then? Would you have done it if you had a chance to start all over and you had a chance to do it today? Would you have done it?
Oh, yeah, I've had the most amazing life. Absolutely, 100%.
Well, I'm just so glad that you did what you did, too, because, boy, nobody rocked those go-go boots like you did.
Oh, thank you.
If folks want to get in touch with you, is there a website, that we can go on, or do you even have Twitter?
Yeah, I don't do Twitter, but... You can find me on I've got a professional Facebook page, and I've also, if you go into Twiggy Lawson, I think it's .co.uk, I've got a whole website. Then people can see pictures and me singing and dancing and all things like that.
Fantastic. Twiggy,
and I think, you can buy the album online and everything.
And we'll
I hope people enjoy it.
Oh, we definitely will. And like I said, perfect timing for this. Twiggy, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, perfect for Valentine's.
And thank you so much for this interview. Really, really enjoyed it. And hope we can do this again.
Thank you for calling and enjoy the album.
Definitely will. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.